Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Pentecost Day. We sometimes call it the birthday of the church today. Although that's, I don't know if that's true or not. God has called people from the very beginning of time to be his special people, but it is a special day because the Holy Spirit came on this day. Dear friends, have you ever considered how important a huddle is in football? We got a lot of linebackers here at church, I think, today. I'm looking out and seeing some pretty tough-looking folk. Richard's a football player. So, football, from what I... Coach Crocker, too, knows a lot about football as well. You know, from what I understand, and no offense to football fans, I like football, too. From what I understand, football, if you watch a game, football has 5 minutes of actual action. Is that crazy? 5 minutes of actual action. Now, during those 5 minutes, it's pretty exciting. The quarterback steps back and throws a Hail Mary. That's exciting. The running back dives for that first down. We cheer. The linebacker tackles. The linemen, they pancake the defenders. That's exciting to see a pancake. Did you know that's what that's called? Pancake, when you hit them and they go right down. The wide receivers go out and they make a cut and they catch from the quarterback. But all of that takes but 5 minutes. So what are you doing for 3.5 hours watching a football game? Carol says eating. But you know what you're watching a lot of? You're actually watching a lot of huddle. A bunch of grown men huddling in groups for about 3.5 hours. And it's really important. That huddle is an important time of connection because everyone gets on the same page for strategy. And then they break from that huddle and they go out to execute the game plan that they just talked about in the huddle. Now, if there is not a huddle, can you imagine how frustrating those 5 minutes of action would be? The quarterback would make the wrong read and throw an interception. The running back would make the wrong cut. The lineman would go in opposite directions, creating holes for the other team to come and tackle. There'd be fumbles. There'd be mistakes all day. And at the end of the game, the quarterback would blame the lineman for all the problems that happened. The lineman would blame the quarterback for making bad decisions. But how awesome it is at the end of a game when the quarterback gives credit to the lineman, when the running backs give credit to the quarterback, and everyone is excited and uplifted about what has happened. The reason why that is so, one of the reasons why that success happens is because of the huddle on the same page for 3.5 hours. Oh, time that. I've been told that. Check it out next time you watch a football game. 3.5 hours of huddling and 5 minutes of action. My friends, do you realize that you are a part of a huddle? Have you considered church, going to church, a huddle? I think that's a creative and dynamic way to talk about church these days, actually. I'd like to write a book about that. Huddle, church. I think it'd sell. We gather together for an hour or two, and we kind of talk, we sing songs, we read from God's Word, we have messages that are shared, we uplift prayers. And while we do all this for about an hour to 2 hours, we are talking about a strategy, you see. We're talking about God's mighty works. That's what they were doing in Acts chapter 2. These people were huddling, talking about God's mighty works, and we break with that strategy and go out and live and look for God's mighty works to happen in our lives. And when the pastor says he gives the benediction, I think that's kind of like at the huddle where the guys clap their hands. They clap their hands and take their position on the line and go to execute the plan. And when we don't huddle as a church and come together and we don't have that time to talk about God's mighty works, we go off on our own direction and we're not allowed to celebrate the joys that we have with one another or that one experiences. We're not able to mourn together when difficulty comes. But how awesome it is when church huddles, when we huddle together as brothers and sisters in Christ and we're in harmony. And the joys that we experience are shared with one another. The mourning and hardship is shared as well, like it was yesterday at Don Malcolm's funeral. Now, here's the thing. You have a special power to move you to huddle, to be in church, to huddle as fellow Christians. That power is the Holy Spirit, what we're talking about today.